Today's Amud is Megillah Lamed Amud Beis. We're holding on Lamed Amud Aleph, 10 lines from the bottom, by the words Bashlishas Para Aduma. So we mentioned in the Mishnah that the third of the Dalet Parshias is Para Aduma. Parshas Para says the Gemara Tanur Rabbana, we learned in the Braisa, Ezihi Shabbos Shlishas, what is considered the third Parsha? What's the third week? Kol Shesmucha L'Purim Me'achareha. It's the Shabbos after Purim, that's the third of the Dalet Parshias, is the Shabbos after Purim, that's when we read Parshas Para. Says the Gemara that Itmar, Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina Amar, it's Shabbos Asmucha L'Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That not the Parshas Para is the Shabbos after Purim, rather it's the Shabbos that's next to, that's right before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Says the Gemara V'loi Pligi, and it's not really a Machlaikas. Rather, Had Ikla Rosh Chodesh Nisan B'Shabbos, that which we say, that Parshas Para is the Shabbos right before Rosh Chodesh, that's when Rosh Chodesh falls out on the Shabbos, and Had Ikla B'Emtza Shabbos, whereas one of the other cases talking about when Rosh Chodesh falls out in the middle of the week, so that's when it's the one that's right after Purim. We then mention in the Mishnah that Berevius is Achodesh HaZelechem. At the fourth, the final of the Dalet Parshias is Achodesh, Parshas Achodesh, says the Gemara Tan Rabbanan, Rosh Chodesh Adar, Shecholi Yis B'Shabbos, and this is a Braisa that really we already mentioned many of the different details mentioned in this Braisa. The Braisa says that Rosh Chodesh Adar that falls out on Shabbos, so we're Kairin Kisisa, Umaftirin B'Yahiyada. So we read Kisisa, we read Parshas Shkalim, and then the Haftorah is Yahiyada, Ve'ezehi Shabbos Rishayna, and what is considered the first Shabbos? It's called Shechal Rosh Chodesh Adar Liyos B'Saicha. It's whichever Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out during that week. Vafilu Be'erev Shabbos, even it's on Erev Shabbos. We mentioned the Machlekes had exactly to understand this line of the Braisa. Bashni is Zachar. The second Shabbos is Zachar. U'maftir and Pekadati. The Haftorah we read Pekadati. Ve'ezi Shabbos Shniyah. And what's considered the second Shabbos? Kol Shechal Purim Liyos B'Saicha. Whichever Shabbos Purim falls out in the middle of that week, Vafilu Be'erev Shabbos, and again, we mentioned the Machlokes regarding how to understand this line of the Braisa. Beshlishis Para Aduma, the third Shabbos is Para Aduma, Umaftirin Vizarakti Aleichem, we read for the Aftira, the Parsha of Vizarakti Aleichem, Ve'ezdi Shabbos Shlishis, what's the third Shabbos? Kol Shesmucho L'Purim Me'achareha, it's the Shabbos after Purim, which again we mentioned that sometimes it's really just the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Berevius Achodesh Hazelachem, the fourth and final Shabbos is Achodesh, Umaftirin Koyamar Hashem Elokim Berishoin Be'echel Achodesh, and the Haftorah we read this parish of Koyamar Hashem, and says the Gemara, says the Braisa, Ve'ezi Shabbos Revius, what's the fourth Shabbos? It's called Shechal Rosh Chodesh Nisan Lios B'Saicha, it's the week that Rosh Chodesh Nisan falls out during that week. Vafilu Be'erev Shabbos, even if it's on an Erev Shabbos. And then the Mishnah said that Bachamishas Chayzrin LeKesidron, that on the fifth Shabbos, the fifth after we finished all the Dalet Parshias, so then we go back to the regular order. So says the Gemara LeSeder Mai, what does it mean that we go back to the regular order? Which regular order? So Rav Ami Amar LeSeder Parshias UChayzer. Rav Ami says now we go back to the regular Seder of Kriyas HaTorah, meaning for these Dalet Parshias, we completely skipped the regular Kriya. We don't do the regular Kriyas HaTorah of that week, the regular Parshias HaShavua. Rather, we do these Dalet Parshias, that's the main laning. That's the entire Kriyas HaTorah of that Shabbos. Whereas Rabbi Yirmiya Amar, LeSeder Haftarah Suchayzer. Then no, when we read the Dalet Parshias, we just read the Parsha as the Maftir of that week. Instead of doing the regular Maftir, we do one of these Parshias as the Maftir. But always the regular Parshias HaShavua, that's the Iker Kriya, it's just the Maftir that changes. So really it's a Machlekes Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Yirmiya. How exactly do we lane the Dalet Parshias? Rav Ami held that it becomes the Iker Kriyas HaTorah. Rabbi Yirmiya says it's just for the Maftir. Memela, it's also Machlekes now how to understand when it says that we're Chayzin LeKesidron, what does it mean Kesidron? According to Rav Ami, that we stopped the regular Parshias HaShavua, so now we go back to the regular Parshias HaShavua. According to Rabbi Yirmiya, that we always had the regular Parshias HaShavua, we just changed the Maftir, so Chayzin LeKesidron means we go back to the regular Maftir. Amar Abaye says Abaye that Kavase de Rabbi Ami Mistavra. It's more logical, like Rabbi Ami, that we go back to the Seder Parshias. That until now we weren't relating the regular Kriya Satira of the Parshas HaShavua. Why is it more Mistavra like that? It's not because the Mishnah says, in the end of our Mishnah, the Kol Mafsikin, the Rashi Chadashim, Lechanakal, Purim, Matanya, Samamados, Yom Kippurim, it says that we always stop the regular Kriya for any of these special Kriyas, the Kriya of Chanukah, the Kriya of Purim, Tanya Samadis, Yom Kippur. Now, Tanya Samadis is never on the Shabbos, right? Tanya Samadis, we're only going to have a Kriya during the week for it. So now, Bishlam, Alamanda, Amar, let's say, Parashis, Uchaizer. So Bishlam, if you say that when it says Chaizer, like a Sidran, it means you go back to the regular Kriya, Hanu Diika, Parashah Bechol. So sometimes you have a Kriya of a regular Parashis HaShavua during the week, and for these, we stop them. For these, we don't do the regular Parsha, and then once, but if you don't have that, so then we go back to Kesidra, then we have the regular Kriya again. But if it's only the Mafter that's changing, Haftarah Bechol Miika, we don't have a Mafter, we don't have a Haftarah, we don't have a Mafter during the week, there's never a Mafter, we just have a certain amount of Aliyahs, 3 or 4, there's never a Mafter during the week, and if so, why would this seems to be not connected to the regular din of our Mishnah. This that the Mishnah then says, a kol mafsikin, it seems to be talking about the regular Kriya. It's not talking about a maftir, because like Tanya Samamad, they don't have a maftir. And as Alamai, when we stop for the Dalet Parashas, we're stopping the regular Parashas HaShavua, and Chayzun HaKasidra means to the regular Parashas HaShavua. So it's a right Rabami. Says the Gemara that V'idach, that the other man, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, will tell you that no, how could he? It's not a raya. Ain't a chanami. For Tanis and Mamadis, the Mishnah means to be describing the Iker Parsha. But for the other times, like Hanukkah, Purim, that falls out on Shabbos, Rosh Chodeshim that falls out on Shabbos, it could be we're just talking about the Mafter. It's only the Mafter that's going to change, but the regular Hakriya is always going to be the regular Parsha's HaShavua, so there's no raya from this line of the Mishnah. Says the Gemara now, Ubatanya Islamali Avsaka, that why do we ever have to even stop the regular Kriya Parshas HaShavua on a fast day? Why Bichla do we have to stop? Because you want to lane a Kriya that's related to the Tainus? So what? So Likri Mitzafra Ben Yana Diyayma. So we have a Kriya in the morning where you'll discuss the regular Parshas HaShavua, the Yana Diyayma means the Parshas HaShavua, and then Ubamincha Betanisa, Bamincha you'll have the Kriya of the Tainus. So why Bichlal and Tainus do we have to stop the regular Kriya? Why are we mafsikin for a Tainus? A Tainus you could accomplish both. In the morning have the regular Parashas HaShavua, and then by Mincha you'll lane the Kriya for a Tainus. Says the Gemara that Misayeya Leil Rav Huna. It must be that we see from here a Raya to Rav Huna, Dam Rav Huna Mitzafri Kenufya. That on a fast day, so the people, everyone would gather together, the whole Kehila would gather together in the morning, they would do tshuva, they would make a cheshbon and nefesh, as we'll see, and because they gathered together in the morning, there was no time for Kriya Satira. So there's no time to have two Kriya Satiras on a fast day. This is a riot, Rav Huna. The fact that we don't have this option of laning both the regular Parashas HaShavua and the Kriya of a fast day, it must be because in the morning we're too busy to have Kriya Satira. So what's the schedule of a fast day that we get to gather together in the morning? What exactly are we doing? The whole first half of the day, from the morning until the first half of the day, until Chatzai Sayayim. So we're Ma'ayim, we look into the things, the matters of the city, meaning we make a Cheshbon and Nefesh, what avarice we have that could be causing the thing that we're fasting for. We make a Cheshbon and Nefesh, and therefore they're very busy. The second half of the day, from the second half of the day until the afternoon, so that gets divided in half. Riva diyoyma, a quarter of the day, meaning half of this second half of the day, which in total is a quarter of the day, we're kare umafteri. We have kriya satira. Uriva diyoyma, ba'u rachame. And then the last quarter of the day, the second half of this half of the day, so that's when they would start to daven, that's when they would daven. That was the schedule of the day. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "Vayikru b'sefer Torah Hashem Elokeihem, Revias Hayoyim, Revias Hayoyim Mizvadim u'Mishtachavim." So you see that a quarter of the day they had Kriya Satira, and then a quarter of the day they would daven. What about the other half of the day? So the other half of the day, that was the first half, that's when they were gathering together, making a Cheshbon and Nefesh. Ask the Gemara of Epochana. So maybe it's the other way around. Maybe the first half of the day, that's when they had the Kriyas HaTorah and they would daven. And then it was the second half of the day, that's when they got together and they were busy making a Cheshbon and Nefesh. Says the Gemara, no, you shouldn't think like that. Because the Pasuk says, by Ezra, it says, and it says, and then it says, and by Minchas, so it says in the first half of the day, everybody gathered together. And then the Pasuk says, in the afternoon, so then Kamti Mitanisi, and Rashi brings the end of the Pasuk is, and I davened to Hashem. So you see that it was the first half of the day, that's when they gathered together, and it was the second half of the day, or part of the second half of the day, that's when they were Isaac and Tefillah, Kriyas HaTorah and Tefillah. So you see that that was the Seder. The first half they were busy with the Cheshbon and Nefesh, and then the second half, that's when they were having Kriyas HaTorah and davening. The point being, the reason why we're bringing all this, again, is just to say that the first half of the day they were too busy. And being that they were too busy, there's no time to have two Kriyas HaTorahs. And that's why on the Tainis we're mafsik the regular Parsis HaShavua, and we have just the Kriya for the Tainis. We ask, why not have a Kriya for both, accomplish both, have a Kriya that will lay in the regular Parsis HaShavua in the morning, and then in the afternoon have a Kriya for the Tainis? And to that, the Gemara is answering that on a fast they were too busy, because the first half of the day, they were Isaac and the Cheshbon and Nefesh.